James 1:27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless. To visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. You know, but instead of driving by the ghetto thug-looking, you know, kids and teenagers out there in the ghetto and just roll your eyes at them and think, ah, well, that's just how they are. That's how they all have been. That's how they always will be. You know, the Bible says that we should visit the fatherless in their affliction. That we should have compassion for the fact that there is an entire community of people in our country that 70% of them are being raised and don't even know their dad. And God commands us as Christians to make the fatherless a priority and to go out of our way to reach them with the gospel and to love them. So what's the Christian response? It's to reach the fatherless. And then what? Well, number two, it's to introduce them to a heavenly father. Go to Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. Romans chapter 8. You say, well, what do I say to the average black kid in America that doesn't have their father in their life? Well, the first thing you should say to them is that, you know what? I'm sorry you don't have a father in your life, but you do have access to a spiritual father. You can have a heavenly father, and your heavenly father will never leave you, will never forsake you. He will never disappoint you. And you know what? You'd rather have a heavenly father any day of the week than a physical. Obviously, it's better to have both. But you can have a heavenly father. Romans 8:15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You know what? There is an entire community of young kids out there that don't have anyone to call dad, that don't have anyone to call father, that don't have anyone to cry to go to when they need help, to say daddy, but we can introduce them to a heavenly father and teach them that you can raise your hands up to heaven and cry, Abba, Father. We need to reach the fatherless, and we need to introduce them to a heavenly father. And by the way, this isn't just the ghetto black kid. It's the ghetto every kid. White kids, brown kids, any fatherless kid, all the kids out there, we need to reach them with the gospel and introduce them for the first time in their lives to a father. So I've never met my father. Well, let me introduce you. Oh, my father's in prison. Let me introduce you to your heavenly father. We should reach the fatherless. We should introduce them to their heavenly father. Number three, go to 2 Timothy chapter 1. We should step in as spiritual fathers. I'm talking to the men in this church. You need to be looking around for the kids in this church and for kids out in this community that don't have a dad, and you need to make it your business, and don't get awkward about it and weird about it, of course, but you need to make it your business to invest yourself. You say, I need to invest myself into my kids. Good, praise the Lord. But you know what? If there's a kid that doesn't have a father, maybe you ought to invest yourself into that kid too. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5, the Bible says this about Timothy. Paul said this about Timothy, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, he says, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in thee also. You know what's interesting about this verse is that Paul's talking about Timothy's faith, and he says it was first in your grandmother, it was first in your mother. You know what's interesting? There's no mention of a dad. The Bible tells us that Timothy had a dad who was a Greek, a Gentile, but there's no dad there. What's really interesting is that when you read 1 and 2 Timothy, you find Paul over and over. In fact, go to 1 Timothy chapter 1. You find him over and over making statements like these. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 2. Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ the Lord. He's constantly referring to Timothy as his own son. My own son in the faith. He refers to Titus as his own son in the common faith. Now, Paul was not physically these children's father, but you know what? He saw here a situation where there's a young man named Timothy who had a godly grandmother, who had a godly mother, but dad apparently wasn't in this picture, and Paul stepped in. And Paul said, you know what? I'm not your physical father, but I can be your father in the faith, my own son in the faith. You say, when we see these riots and these protests and these things, what should our response be? Should it be a Republican Fox News response? Should it be a liberal Democrat? No, our response should be this. You know why there's so many issues in the black community? It's not because they're black. It's because they don't have fathers. It's not because they need more money. The black kid doesn't need any more handouts or money. He needs a dad. and you say, well, we can't give him a dad, then let's introduce him to his heavenly father and let us step in and be his spiritual fathers. And say, you know what? You're going to be my own son in the faith. And then lastly, we need to teach them to be fathers. Go to Ephesians chapter 6. We'll finish up right here. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. Ephesians 6 and verse 4, if you kept your place in Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians. Ephesians 6, 4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now, how do you solve the race problem in America? How do you solve all these issues? You know how you solve it? It's by reinforcing and reviving the family dynamic in the ghetto, in the black community. The truth is this, that if we can reach enough black kids, baptize them, disciple them in the Lord, teach them to grow up, to be godly men, the godly man that their heavenly father designed them to be, teach them to be honest, to walk with integrity, to work hard, to support their children, to get married, to love their wife. You know, if we could have an infusion of black men that would stand up and be godly, and we can raise some black men that would stand up and raise their kids, hey, you're not going to have to help them get into college. They'll be fine. You're not going to have to help them get groceries. They'll be good. You're not going to have to help them, you know, be able to get a job or get support. If we can just get dads in there, they'll be fine. It'll solve the problem. We think we can just throw money and throw money and throw money at issues. And the love of money is the root of all evil, which is why we think that. But the problem in the black community is not that they're black. The problem in the black community is that their families are broken. And if you think it's wrong of me to say that or racist of me to say that, I don't know how else to help you.